And welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. We are once again speaking with Tuolumne County Health Officer Dr. Liza Ortiz, and she is updating us on all of the COVID-19 restrictions and resources and what the county is doing currently to deal with this pandemic. And we had been talking about testing, and I was wondering, if you're getting a call that you're exposed for a case, how do you know if that call is legitimate? You were telling me that people said that they were a little concerned as to whether that was a scam or not, or if someone was scamming them.
Sure. So sometimes people can get a call directly from public health, and it might show up on your caller ID as public health, so that'll help a little. But people should feel confident to ask someone who's calling them, who are you? Where are you calling from? Like, what agency are you calling from? And most likely, if it is a legitimate call from a contact tracing unit, they'll be able to tell you what agency or what public health department they're calling from. Then you can pretty quickly find out what that phone number is. So in Tuolumne County, the number for public health is 209-533-7401. Our call center number is 533-7440. You could call either one of those numbers, and we would be able to tell you if that contact tracing is actually coming from us.
Have you been seeing a problem with that?
We haven't been having a problem with that. We haven't been getting calls about that, but we know that it's a popular rumor, and we wanted to make that clear that you could very easily contact us directly, and we could tell you whether or not we've been attempting to get a hold of you.
Okay. And there have been a lot of scams that have been announced along with this pandemic. Have you been hearing of others in the area or any that you want to alert the public to?
I mean, people should just generally always be concerned about sharing personal information with people over the phone unless you can verify who you're speaking to. But that's pretty easy to figure out.
What is the current guidance when it comes to whether people should be wearing masks and gloves at this stage in the pandemic?
So the recommendation is that people should stay 6 feet away from people who are not a part of their household, and they should wash their hands frequently, use hand sanitizer if they are unable to wash their hands with soap and water for 20 seconds, and stay home if they're sick. So if you are out and about and you're in a place where you won't be able to be 6 feet away from other people, you can wear a mask to protect them. And it is a recommendation, but it is not a mandatory order. And people should understand that wearing a mask doesn't protect them at all, and it is not a substitute for being 6 feet away. So people should really be focusing on staying 6 feet away from other people. And if you're wearing a mask, it's to protect others. It doesn't protect you.
What is the best type of mask, obviously, other than the N95 mask? What's the best one for people in the community to get?
So we recommend that people follow the CDC recommendations for face coverings. There's a lot of different patterns that you can do. The general recommendation is you use a tightly woven piece of cotton and you do four layers. And you make sure that you use it to cover your nose and your mouth and that you try not to touch it. If you're going to put it on and take it off, use the ear loops, keep it clean, and wash it between uses.
In terms of moving on to the next phase, how soon do you think that we'll be getting into stage three?
So we really should allow at least an incubation period so that we can monitor what's happening with this major change in what people are allowed to do, so we can see if there's an increase in disease transmission, if we are starting to negatively impact our healthcare system's ability to respond. And once we can demonstrate that we are not doing that, then we can slowly open up the next phase. You know, if we drastically increase our testing capacity, there are some relatively lower risk options in stage three that we advocate, that the state hopefully will let us open a little bit more quickly, things that don't involve a lot of travel. But we really should be observing what is going to happen now that we've made this major change. And that takes an incubation period, which is 14 days. At least.
Are you preparing some kind of proposal to put forth for stage three at this time?
Yeah, we continue to do surge planning and we continue to do recovery planning both at the same time. While we, you know, have been doing a lot of surge planning, we've, you know, that is a baseline thing that we do during an emergency. And as we expect to be able to open up into stage three soon, we'll continue to monitor the data and continue to seek business and community input.
And of course, for a lot of parents out there, I'm sure they want to know what type of coordination is the public health having with local schools and the planning for next school year.
Yeah, so the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools is part of our partnership, and we communicate with them, if not daily, many, many times a week. They're on lots of our calls. We understand that we don't expect that school will be open before the fall, and we have been communicating with them about general planning for how to safely reopen in that time period.
Will school classrooms look a lot different than we're used to?
It's possible. There are a lot of things that the schools have to consider. They obviously have to consider their budget constraints, which are changing. We have to look at what the options are for smaller schools versus larger schools. But we expect that as schools open up to allow in-classroom teaching, there will be a lot less mixing of students who are not in the same classroom. All of that is in the early planning stages.
For those who may be going back to their offices and going back to work, what advice do you give them for their daily routine?
Wash your hands again, and keep washing your hands. Also, we expect that all employers should be doing a screening of employees that are coming into work every day. So making sure that they are not having any symptoms, that they can check their temperatures, and that they know that they should not be coming to work when they're sick.
And is there one message that you want to get out to the public that they need to hear you when you say it and please adhere to it? Is there one main message you want to get out to the public right now?
Basically, there's two big points. One is stay 6 feet away at least from people who are not in your household. And the other one is to stay within your community. We have a huge amount of community transmission in the Central Valley. And as people go back and forth, that is going to be the biggest source of disease transmission. So if people can stay close to home and can stay 6 feet away from people who are not in their households, they will be safer.
And obviously that's hard because it's getting nice out. The temperatures are up. And, you know, in this part of the California, we like to get out and go and enjoy our doors. So that's a tough one. You, I'm sure,
you
understand.
Enjoy the outdoors, but stay 6 feet away from other people.
All right. That is the last word from Dr. Eliza Ortiz. She has been telling us all of the new updates for COVID-19 and the county's response. And we thank you for joining us today, Dr. Ortiz.
Thank you very much.
And I'm Tracy Peterson. I've been your host for this edition of Motherlode Views. And next week, we will have another update from the county regarding the restrictions and its response to the COVID-19 pandemic. We thank you, the listener, for tuning in.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.